Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
Saving You Is My Wish, by a fallen DAFA practitioner in Changchun, China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I had numerous illnesses since childhood, stomach problems, intestinal issues, heart disease, and arthritis. I'd also had itchy bumps and swelling all over when exposed to cold elements, be it water, wind, or rain. Had it not been for Falun DAFA, I would have been an invalid. My fate changed in December 1998 when I started practicing Falun DAFA. Within 6 months, all my health problems disappeared. My family and I, as well as our friends, were all in awe of DAFA's healing power. Every Chinese New Year, my husband always bows in front of Master Li's portrait, Falun DAFA's founder, to express his gratitude for giving me a new life. A Tailor's Shop. I ran a tailor's shop for more than 2 decades, during which time I had lots of customers come to me every day. I treated them as if they were my family members and made use of every opportunity to talk to them about Falun DAFA. When they ran into difficulty or tribulations, as long as it was not things against DAFA's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, I would always do my best to help them. I shared with them how Falun DAFA changed my life and urged them to quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, for a better future. I was able to help many people resolve their problems, from bad relationships with in-laws to fights between husband and wife and all kinds of physical discomforts. I often shared how I'd handle similar problems as a Falun DAFA practitioner, and people heeded my advice and saw their conflicts gone. Physical pain lessened and nearly broken families reunited and happy again. Because I sincerely cared about my customers, more and more people visited my shop upon hearing about me, a Falun DAFA practitioner. When encountering problems, be it big or small, people wanted to ask me for help. I knew it was Master Li that had arranged these opportunities for me to clarify the truth to people so they could be saved. Almost everyone who has visited my shop during those 20-plus years has learned that Falun DAFA is good. Many have also agreed to quit the CCP. The following are 2 stories. One day after lunch, a woman in her 40s came with a piece of old clothing, asking me to turn it into a vest. She looked sad and sighed all the time. I asked her what happened. She did not say anything in the beginning, just giving me a bitter smile. After a while, she could not hold it anymore and began to weep. She said her husband was a contractor and had a mistress. Initially, he had a place elsewhere for his mistress. Later on, he even brought the woman home. My customer wanted to divorce her husband, but she did not want to lose custody of any of their 5 children. Even if she got all the kids, she wasn't sure if she could afford to support them. She felt torn over whether to get a divorce and was in tears every day. Her parents were also worried and got sick. My husband, who was cooking in the kitchen, overheard my conversation with the customer. He said to her, "It's good you are here today. After my wife became a Falun DAFA practitioner, she has helped countless customers with their family issues and illnesses. After listening to her advice, all their problems were solved. I think it will work for you, too." "Falun DAFA? The television says it is bad, right?" asked the customer. "You cannot just believe the hearsay. Let's look at facts," I replied. "First of all, Falun DAFA returned me to health, and everyone around me knew that. Secondly, because of my poor health since childhood, no one in the family dared to challenge me, worrying that it would get me sick. As a result, I became very picky and had a really bad temper. No one could do anything about it. After I started to practice Falun DAFA, its principles really changed me, enabling me to become more positive and open-minded as I am now. Great, answered the customer with excitement. Tell me what your Dafa books say about all of my marital problems. I told her what Master said in Juan Fallon. Quote, the alterations or mistreatment that you encounter as you practice might be either of two scenarios. One is that you mistreated the other person during a past life. Perhaps the situation preys on your mind and you can't believe someone would treat you as they are. Well, then you shouldn't have treated them that way in the past. You might say that you didn't know better back then, and that this lifetime has nothing to do with that one, but you can't write it off like that. Unquote. The fourth talk, Juan Fallon. I continued saying, from this I learned that nothing in this world is accidental, and there could be karmic relationships behind your issues. I then told her a story. Once upon a time, there was a son who often beat up his father but treated other people fairly well. The father could not figure this out until he met a Taoist one day. Since the Taoist was good at fortune-telling, the father asked him about it. The Taoist explained to him the karmic relations. In their previous life cycle, the son was a donkey who worked very hard, while its owner, the father in this lifetime, treated it badly and often whipped it for no reason. In this life cycle, the karmic debt needed to be settled. You know, Falun Dafa's principles are truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. When we act according to forbearance, we could endure the pain and debt could be repaid. Right? The customer was relieved. I see, I could have done something like this to my husband in the past, she said. What should I do then? I told her that avoiding the issue cannot solve the problem, because the debt must be repaid sooner or later. I advised her to treat her husband and his mistress well and sincerely. You can think this way. The better I do, the sooner the debt would be repaid and the extramarital affair would be over. You can treat the mistress as your own younger sister. I continued, plus, dress up a little so your husband will remember you the same way when you were dating each other years ago. Go and do that. For your kids and the family, I said. Hope is down the road. You just have to get there. Thank you, and thank you, Falun Dafa, said the customer. After some time, I ran into her on the street. Hey, look at me. Do you like my hairstyle and clothing? She asked. I looked at her, and both of us smiled. She told me the mistress was touched by her kindness and offered to leave on her own initiative. They even became friends after that. Her husband also moved, knelt down in front of her, begging her for forgiveness. He now treated her better than ever. Once again, the customer thanked Dafa. Her entire family also knew the CCP had been defaming Dafa, and everyone quit the party organizations. One day I saw her husband and he looked embarrassed. I do not know why I was so stupid, he said, but I do want to thank you. Without you, my family would have been broken a long time ago. I promise you that I won't do those silly things again. I was happy for him and explained that it was Falun Dafa that saved his family. My husband was also pleased with this. You have saved another family, he said. It's not me. I am just a messenger. It is Dafa and Master who saved them, I clarified. Agreed, he replied. There was another customer who placed an order of clothing. As soon as I finished making her custom-ordered clothes, she began to criticize them again and again. Following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, I did not complain and made adjustments several times. In the end, holding the clothing, she did not try it on and instead wept. Please, if you do not like it, I can refund your money or do it again. Okay, I suggested. No, it is not you, she said in a low voice. The clothing had no problems in the first place. I just cannot afford it, so I wanted to pay less. Then she told me her story. Her son, already 8, had congenital heart disease. Once he dozed off in class and his teacher warned him by slamming a textbook on the desk. He was startled and fainted, making his heart disease even worse. She had two oxen, both of which she sold for money to treat the child in Beijing. This was her first piece of new clothing ever since she was married. "I see. There is one thing you can try," I replied. I told her the principles of Falun Dafa, the great health benefits, and how the CCP mistreated innocent practitioners. She was moved. "Try reciting, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, with your son. Do it sincerely and you may see miracles," I suggested. I said she could continue to treat his illness as planned. I also gave her an amulet with those auspicious phrases and gave her 20 yen for some food. She thanked me and left. Later on, I moved to another city where my son attended high school. One day during winter break, I returned to my hometown in the countryside. While walking on the street, someone patted me on the back. I turned back and saw the customer. "Finally, I found you," she exclaimed. She told me the money from the two oxen was not even close to the expense of the treatment and hospitalization. She was too poor and no one lent her money either. To save her son, every day she washed her hands and sincerely recited, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," a few times. Miraculously, the child got better and better. After graduating from middle school, he worked as a security guard where his aunt lived. Her son also carried the amulet every day. Once while doing laundry, his aunt saw it. Brainwashed by the CCP slandering propaganda, she was afraid and burned it. Upon hearing this, the child was stressed and worried, getting sick again. The customer had been looking for me everywhere, but did not find me until today. I told her by sincerely reciting the two phrases, the result would be the same, but she was persistent and still wanted an amulet just to be safe. I contacted other practitioners, got an amulet, and gave it to her. Later on, I told others about these two women's stories, and many people stopped believing the CCP's propaganda. Saving you is my wish. Things have changed in the past 5 years when I moved to a different city and found a cashier job at a mid-sized restaurant. Being a Dafa practitioner, I worked hard and earned trust from the owner. I also talked to him about Falun Dafa, and he agreed to quit the CCP organization. To help more people separate themselves from the CCP, I prepared some banknotes with messages about Falun Dafa written on them. I then gave these banknotes to customers as change. Because the owner asked me to keep the money in a cabinet in the kitchen, it was not convenient to go back and forth to retrieve the money. Nonetheless, I found an easier way. I dug out an old pair of pants with four large pockets from my closet. By placing the banknotes with different denominations in each pocket, I didn't have to go to the kitchen that many times. As he had more and more trust in me, the owner later kept the safe in the front, at the register, making things easier for me. This was a decision he made after observing me for a long time. In fact, he trusted me more than he did with his friends and family. In the past, he used to ask a relative for help, who ended up stealing money from time to time. As a result, the restaurant owner sometimes bragged to his friends, "I must have done things really good in my previous life. Otherwise, why would heaven give me a Falun Dafa practitioner who does not even take one penny from the business? Even when she forgot to charge one bottle of water, she would use her own money to make up for it." The owner later tasked me with more responsibilities, including shopping for everything needed in the restaurant, from rice and vegetables to fish, meat, and other items. This way, I got to get in touch with many more people and talk to them about Falun Dafa. I also spent the banknotes with Falun Dafa messages on them wherever I went. In the beginning, I didn't tell the owner that I had swapped the regular banknotes with those written with Falun Dafa messages, yen for yen. Later on, I explained to him why, and he didn't object at all. Even when he needed to spend money, he often asked to exchange his banknotes with mine that had fallen Dafa messages. He told me he wanted to use those special banknotes too. The owner is from central China and very business savvy. He provided me with room and board and paid me 2,500 yen per month. The total compensation wasn't that high, and it was a bargain for him. But I really thanked him for his support of Dafa and my tooth clarification efforts. He never objected when I told the diners about fallen Dafa. When business was slow, I sometimes chatted with the diners. Usually by the time they finished eating, I had told them about the basic facts of fallen Dafa, and they had agreed to quit the CCP. One friend of the restaurant owner said he liked my customer service skills. If someday you stop working here, I can open a restaurant and will hire you with a high wage, he said. I thanked him, and as I explained further, he agreed to quit the CCP organizations too. During the days when I was working there, the restaurant always had a good business. I got along with the owner's family, and we were like siblings. When new diners came, they sometimes thought I was the owner. Many people trusted me and learned the facts of Dafa from me. Not far away from the restaurant was a flea market. I passed by there every day when going shopping for groceries. I told everyone there about the persecution of Dafa, and almost everyone quit the CCP, except for an older man. He was 85 and refused to quit the CCP organizations, no matter how hard I tried. But I did not give up and always spoke a few words with him whenever I passed by. One day he said to me, "Child, I'm already over 80, and I'm not afraid of death. I just want a few peaceful days, so please do not waste time on me," he said. "Sir, saving you is my wish," I replied. Because I was at work and could not stay long, I was only able to speak a few words with him, but I believed he might change one day. A practitioner once gave me a music player that had preloaded audio files exposing the CCP's persecution of fallen Dafa. I gave it to the older man and he accepted it. After he finished listening to the audio files, he gave the player back to me. "Sir, have you experienced what was described in the player?" I asked. "I know more than that," he answered. "The CCP is brutal and ruthless. Please take care of yourself." "Thank you. The CCP wants people to deviate from tradition and from the divine. That is why it will be wiped out by heaven," I said. When joining the CCP organizations, everyone vowed to devote his or her life to the regime. "This is why I'm really worried about good people like you." I told him I would move to a new job in a few days. "Do you remember my wish?" I asked. He looked at me silent with tears in his eyes. He then walked away. After that, I kept thinking about him. I strengthened righteous thoughts to eliminate the old forces' interferences in saving people. Looking back at the past few decades, the CCP had launched countless political campaigns to incite terror and fear. Even if people knew it is bad, they dared not do anything. After lunchtime the next day, while I was reading a Dafa book at the cashier's place, the old man came looking for me. "Poor child, you spent the past 3 months telling me all this," he said. "You know, last night I could not sleep well. I was thinking that I am already over 80. There is nothing I am afraid of anymore. So, I came to tell you that, yes, please help me quit the CCP with my real name," he said, as he held my hands and with eyes filled with tears. I, too, was in tears. I was thankful to Master that after these many days, one more person has been awakened by the truth. I worked in that restaurant for 5 years. I do not know how many banknotes with fallen Dafa messages that I had circulated, nor do I remember how many quit the CCP organizations because of me. I only knew that I treated everyone like my family. I am a Dafa practitioner, and I am here to help save people. Saving people during the pandemic. The coronavirus disease broke out early this year, and almost everywhere was blocked. Another elderly practitioner and I often went out together chatting with people and telling them about Falun Dafa. We went to the bus station, street vendors, or anywhere we could find pedestrians. After a while, the lockdown of the local park was lifted, and more people came to enjoy the park. One day I went to the park and saw two men in their 70s, sitting on a bench. I greeted them and asked if I could sit with them for a chat. "Sure," one of them said, "as long as you do not tell us to quit the CCP. I wasn't deterred, and told them who I was and where I was from. I told them there had been a number of Falun Dafa practitioners in my hometown village, and they were all nice people. I have also practiced Falun Dafa for 22 years. In the past, I had several diseases and was allergic to many medicines. It was Falun Dafa that made me healthy," I explained. I said that Falun Dafa became very popular through word of mouth in a short period of time since it was introduced to the public in May 1992. By July 1999, about 100 million citizens from across China in various professions had been practicing Falun Dafa. Out of jealousy, Jiang Zemin, the then CCP leader, launched a nationwide persecution of Falun Dafa in July 1999. I reminded the two men that the CCP promotes violence and hatred, totally opposite to the traditional values embraced by Falun Dafa. Because it is against mankind, the CCP is doomed. "We don't want to sink with it, right?" I said. "Agree, but we are just ordinary citizens, not even CCP leaders. Why is it relevant to us?" one of the two men asked. "Everyone can decide on his or her own, either following conscience or following the vicious CCP," I said. "When joining the CCP organizations, we all vowed to devote our lives to it. If it is true, wouldn't we go with it when it is phased out in history?" I continued. "I want to quit the CCP," one of them said. "Me too," the other one followed. On another day, I saw one person sitting on a bench who looked like a government official. I said hello and joined him. After we spoke a few words, I began to talk about Falun Dafa. "Falun Dafa is okay. Otherwise, how come there are so many people practicing it?" he said. "But why are you guys anti-CCP?" I explained to him that we practitioners just want to become better, healthier citizens. It is the CCP that harmed Chinese citizens and suppressed people, including Falun Dafa practitioners. To justify the persecution, the CCP made up lies, such as the staged Tiananmen Square immolation incident, to incite hatred, turning a large number of Chinese away from truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, I said. Furthermore, the CCP officials even killed practitioners, selling their organs for profit. This is something that only evil would do. Throughout its history in the past few decades, the CCP has made up lots of lies. For example, we all know eggs were laid by hens, but if the CCP claims that they are from the tree, no one can challenge that. "Do you think this is normal?" I said. "It is not that we are against the regime. We just tell people the facts, and people need to know the truth." He stood up and said to me while bowing, "Yes, please help me quit the CCP." I think that as Dafa disciples, we have to do well in our personal cultivation. No matter which aspect, we should meet the expectation and do things solidly. I plan to do well on what remains on my cultivation journey.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.
Thank you.